I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 19 people have died, dozens injured, when a fire tore through a high-rise apartment in New York City on Sunday. That's according to the mayor. And one of the America's worst residential fires in recent memory. At a news conference, Mayor Eric Adams said many of the victims were very young. The fire commissioner said that a portable electric heater was to blame, according to physical evidence and firsthand accounts by residents. At least 200 firefighters responded to that blaze, which broke out mid-morning on the second and third floors of a 19-story building on East 181st Street. That is several blocks west of the Bronx Zoo. Many of the injured suffered from cardiac and respiratory arrest. That's according to the New York Times. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Sunday criticized Kazakhstan's shoot-to-kill order against protesters accused of causing unrest, calling for the policy in Central Asian nation to be scrapped altogether. U.S. President Joe Biden, and his top diplomat, told ABC the shoot-to-kill order is wrong and should be rescinded. And more than 160 people have died and nearly 6,000 have been arrested in Kazakhstan following violent riots this week in the energy-rich nation of 19 million people. The figures, while not independently verified, mark a significant increase from a previous toll by officials who said 25 armed criminals have been killed and 16 security officers had died. There is more at voanews.com, and this is VOA News. Iran will face severe consequences if it attacks Americans. That's according to the White House on Sunday, including any of those sanctioned by Tehran for the 2020 killing of General Qasem Soleimani in a drone strike. The White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Iran's sanctions on Saturday came as Tehran's proxy militias continue to attack American troops in the Middle East. Iran on Saturday imposed sanctions on dozens of Americans, many of them from the U.S. military, over the 2020 killing of Soleimani. Iran's foreign ministry said 51 Americans had been targeted for what is called terrorism and human rights violations. Soleimani was killed in Iraq in a drone strike on January 3rd of 2020, ordered by then U.S. President Donald Trump. Somali leaders announced Sunday that they have struck a deal to complete parliamentary elections by February 25th after repeated delays that threatened the stability of the troubled country. That agreement was reached after several days of talks hosted by the prime minister with state leaders aimed at ending an impasse over the polls. And the Somalia's president and loggerheads over the long-delayed elections, with fears their squabbling could erupt into violence. Aid agencies have suspended operations in an area of Ethiopia's stricken Tigray region, where a deadly airstrike hit a camp for people left without a home by the country's 14th month of war. The UN said on Sunday the raid came only hours after the Ethiopian government had issued a call for national reconciliation and sparked renewed calls from an alarmed international community for an end to the brutal conflict. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said in a statement to AFP that the attack midnight Friday in a town in northwestern Tigray had caused scores of civilian casualties, including deaths. The Chinese city of Tianjin with around 14 million people, has tightened exit controls and now requires residents to obtain approval from employers or community authorities before leaving town and a negative COVID-19 test within 48 hours of departure. The Northern Coastal City reported 21 domestically transmitted cases with confirmed symptoms Sunday. The National Health Commission said Monday, up from three a day earlier. The city government announced the new exit rules in a statement late Sunday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.